Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being here. Before I begin my presentation, I'd like to talk about what actually led me to do a study on designing and evaluation of an educational intervention. I did a focus group 2 years back with women with developmental disabilities regarding their perceived barriers towards the GYN exam. And almost all the women suggested that it would be nice to have some kind of information put together for them, something that they could refer to before they go in for the GYN exam, because the women said that the first time they ever know or learn more about the GYN exam is actually on the day of their appointment. So this is what led me to design and evaluate an educational intervention regarding the gynecological exam to educate women with developmental disabilities. There are no relationships to disclose. The need for this study. So the literature shows that women with disabilities received health care only in the narrow area of their health that is directly impacted by their disability. In fact, women with disability were significantly less likely to receive GYN exams or mammograms than women without disabilities. People with disabilities have been identified to be one of the most underprovided for minority groups in the healthcare system. Researchers also believe that the women with disabilities are not sufficiently informed about their reproductive health, and the lack of access to appropriate sources of information may be the reason for this knowledge deficit. This led to the purpose of the study, that is, women with disabilities, given their reproductive health risk factors and intellectual impairment, provide a logical target for a gynecological educational intervention. The problem of the study was to design and evaluate the effectiveness of an educational intervention for women with developmental disabilities regarding the gynecological examination. The focus of the research was directed towards knowledge and attitudes, as well as the intent to get regular future exams. The research questions are as follows. Can an internet-based educational intervention be used as an effective means to better educate women with disabilities about the GYN exam? Were women with disabilities' knowledge, attitudes, and behavioral intent about the GYN exam influenced by the educational intervention? And finally, what were the recommendations from the subjects to personal caregivers and healthcare providers to make the GYN exam more informative, beneficial, and positive? The study design. The knowledge, attitudes, and the behavioral intent about the gynecological exam were assessed before and after they toured an online educational intervention. The participants' quantitative pretest survey served as the control group, and finally, the open-ended questions at the end of the survey provided qualitative data. The educational intervention was composed of 53 pictorial slide PowerPoint presentation with a voice-to-text feature. I had added an audio component to the educational intervention so that the content of the slide was read out to them as they viewed the intervention. This intervention was modified from an earlier study and modified and developed to make it amenable for women with disabilities. The jury of experts then enabled the refinement, consisted of health educators, nurse practitioners, a gynecologist, and researchers who have worked with the target population. This shows the content and the distribution of my educational intervention. The grade level on the educational intervention was assessed and modified using the FLESCH Kincaid grade level scale. There were four parts of the educational intervention, and the grade level ranged from 4.4 to 7.5. The highest grade level was for part one due to the use of anatomical terms, describe the body parts related to the women's health exam. Part 2 explains the planning that goes into preparation for a women's health exam visit, and the grade level assessed was 4.4. Part 3, having my women's health exam, the grade level assessed was 5.5. And finally, part 4 of the educational intervention described the different steps of the gynecological exam, and the grade level assessed was a 6.8. The survey response, the structured response survey was developed based on previous study findings from a qualitative study done by the researchers. The preliminary instrument consisted of 25 structured items and 2 open-ended questions. The jury of 5 experts enabled the content validity and the refinement of the instrument. The survey instrument specifics, the 25 items consisted of 7 questions related to demographics, 9 questions assessing knowledge, 3 attitude questions, 4 questions related to behavior, 2 behavioral intent questions, and 2 open-ended questions. The arrangements for conducting the study and data collection, the educational intervention, the survey instrument, the arrangements conducting the study, and the data collection procedures were approved by the Indiana University Internal Review Board. The information was anonymous, and informed consent was sought before the participants proceeded with the study. The Indiana Institute on Disability and Community served as a pivot to recruit potential participants. The convenience sample was identified from the listserv from the local chapters of ARC via the Indiana Institute on Disability and Community. The subjects accessed the web survey link through the information that was portrayed on the newsletter and the homepage of the ARC. The participation criteria were females with a developmental disability, and they had to be 18 years and older. In order for them to complete the survey, they first had to do a pretest, view the educational intervention, and finally the post-test. The statistical analysis, the preliminary data were analyzed using t-tests for the pre and post. The total respondents were 38. However, the usable returns were 28 because there were 10 blank forms. There were no responses at all on 10 responses. So we had to use the 28 for our analyses. The demographics, the graph shows the distribution of the results related to people born with a disability. 74.1%, that's almost three-fourths, identified to be born with a disability, and 25.9% said that the disability began before their 22nd birthday. The demographics, continuing with demographics, we had 77.8% respondents identified as Caucasian. The diagram shows the distribution where we had 7.4% identified as African American, 3.7% identified as Asian, and 11.1% identified as Native American or Alaskan Native. For the highest level of education completed, we had 46.2% saying that they went to a special ed without levels. 15.4% attended no school, 23.1% had achieved the 12th grade or GED, 3.9% earned a certificate of completion, followed by 3.8% for the 5th grade, 7th grade, and 10th grade. We asked them if they've had a gynecological examination in the past, and 85.2% responded as yes. 3.7% said that they've not had a GYN exam in the past, and 11.1% were not sure. Regarding behaviors, we also asked if they've ever had sex, and we had 51.9% respondents saying no, followed by 80.5% who said yes. We had 14.8% who were not sure and who preferred not to answer. The item analysis on the knowledge question, the assessment, we did the assessment for each of the questions based on the pre and post test. So the first question that talked about scheduling an appointment between the periods, we had 57.1% give us the right answer on the pre, and it was improved by around 20% on the post test. So we had around 77.8% who gave us the right answer after they took the educational intervention. The next question that talked about bringing information about medication to the doctor's visit, we had 85.7% who gave us the right answer on the pre-test, which was improved to 100% on the post-test. The question related to douching, we had 21.4% who gave us the right answer, and it was improved by almost 40% on the post-test. The question about breast examination being a part of the gynecological exam, we had 64.3% who gave us the right answer on the pre-test, which was again improved to 94.7% on the post. Further questions related to knowledge, we asked them about the speculum size, and we had 60.7% who gave us the right answer on the pre-test, and which was improved to 78.9% on the post. The question related to pap smear checking for ovarian cancer, which was the right answer was no, we had only 14.8% give us the right answer on pre, which was improved to a 26.3% on the post. Finally, the question regarding tightening the muscles during exam to make it easier, again, the answer was no. We had 53% give us the right answer on the pre-test, which was improved to 73.7% on the post. The questions relating to attitudes, we asked them about their feelings about having a GYN exam. On the pre-test, we had 14.8% who said they were very worried, and it dropped down to 5.6% on the post-test, which was encouraging. The same goes for the worried part, where we had 48.1% say they were worried about having a GYN exam, which dropped down to a 16.7% on the post-test. Further evaluating the attitudes, we asked them about the comfort level asking the healthcare provider questions. We had people who were very comfortable, 10.7% improved to a 27.8% on the post, and 32.1% who said they were not comfortable dropped down to 5.6% on the post test. The last question regarding attitudes was the importance of a GYN exam. We again saw an improvement here on a pre-test. 35.7% said it was very important and was increased to a 50% on the post-test. The behavioral intent was assessed by asking them the intention to get future exams. Here we saw an improvement from a 50% on the pre to a 72.2% on the post. And if they would like to tell or recommend to their friends or relatives about having a GYN exam, we again saw an improvement from a 61% to a 76.5% on the behavioral intent. Was this educational lesson using a computer a helpful way for you to learn about the gynecological exam? We had a very encouraging response where we had 89.5% said yes, it was a useful way to learn about the gynecological exam. 5.3% were not sure and did not know. The open-ended questions, we asked them about whether after viewing the GYN exam, how do you feel about this exam now? We had 14 positive responses, 2 negative, and 1 was not sure. The last open-ended question asked them how can helpers or healthcare providers help to make your gynecological exam better for you? We had 3 people suggest that the doctor should talk to them before and or during the exam, We had one person talk about a woman doctor preference. Two person addressed the comfort about accessing tables during the examination. One person said that the exam visit has to be kept short. And one person said that the lesson helped them. Conclusions, the reading level, clarity of instructions, content, and format of the questionnaire functioned well for the pre-post survey to assess the effectiveness of the educational intervention regarding the GYN exam for the intended subject. With minor exceptions, the educational intervention for women with developmental disabilities in general did improve knowledge, attitudes, and the behavioral intent regarding the GYN exam. The next steps in future research is to modify the survey instrument. One question regarding the ovarian cancer, women had a hard time understanding ovarian, the term ovarian, that needs to be modified. I need to modify the educational intervention. We had slides that showed them the view of speculum insertion, and the women were overwhelmed with that view and suggested that we delete those slides. Also, regarding the pap smear information sent to the lab, women said they were more interested in knowing what was happening to them rather than going into results and the procedures about what happens after the pap smear is done. Future research, I need to tap onto a larger study sample and then apply sophisticated analyses like multiple and logistic regression. Thank you.